awesome.
I stopped to check you out. Let me go on. Like I glister in the sun. Let me go on. Big hands, I know you're the one. Body and beats, I stain my sheets. I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end. She is starting to cry. Let me go on. Like I glister in the sun. Let me go on. Big hands, I know you're the one.
I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. When I'm out walking, I stop, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Body and beats, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. When I'm walking, I stop, and I'm so strung out. Let me go on, like I glister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the
Hey guys, what's going on? It's Oswald here. We got about 5 minutes until the show starts. Got a little dead man's party. This is Oingo Boingo from the 80s. We'll be right back. Urban Radio.
One more. I was struck by lightning, walked
ISPG on UC2 Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Asburn from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from GameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is Mungo Zen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the 80s edition of Urban Radio. I am your host, Oswald, and for the next few hours we will bring you up to date on the happenings in the urban terror community. But first, let's go back to 1987, my senior year in high school. This is The Cure, Why Can't I Be You, on Urban Radio. Ah, yeah, The Cure, 1987, quite a while ago. That's Why Can't I Be You? And welcome again to Urban Radio. I am your fun-loving host here, Oswald, and we have put together another interesting show for you this week. So what's going on? It's Friday again. Unfortunately, it's a bad Friday for me as my car's in the shop, and I'm now up to a $1,200 bill, and you know what? It's not payday today, so I can't cover it. Wonder when I'll get my car back. Anyway, much of the week this week was, for me actually, was spent on the Beta 3 design document we've been working on. I've also been updating the manual, reviewing the frequently asked questions section, And also been working on something new, a little bit of a background story to go along with Urban Terror and our theme, which you guys will get a taste of here, actually not in the show, but once we release Beta 3. I even wonder if some people know about these documents. Got me thinking, so I wrote a little rant over on the 6-4 called RTFM. I don't think I have to define what that means. Most of you know that. Sort of a realist view on manuals. Frequently asked questions and readmes. Check it out, www.thesixthfloor.com. I'm sure many of you won't agree, but I do think it's somewhat entertaining. And like you, I don't read manuals. I just want to get into the game and start playing. Screw the manuals. I'll learn it as I go. As for the rest of the team, we do welcome back Carl Magnus this week. You may know him better as Energizer. Like Crazy Butcher, he has finished his commitment in the Finnish Army and is going to be getting back to a non-military lifestyle. So if you happen to see the bunny in IRC, give him a quick shout-out. I think he's been back about a week now. So he's in and out. So get a hold of him, say hi, and tell him you want him to update streets for you or something. I'll be right back. Got to set a few more things up. This is U2 Sunday Bloody Sunday for Vampy over at UTZ Urban Radio. little U2, and as I said, that was for UTZ Vampy, and I tried to sing it there, Vampy. It didn't come out too well. I'm still a little tired, just waking up as I had to do the midnight thing last night at work, and I got real good at counting holes in the ceiling. Some of you should try that on midnights. All right, let's sort of move forward here. I see people on the channel wanting information on the Urban Radio server this week. We're changing it up, as I said last week. We're sort of going to try to move in a new direction here. Instead of each week featuring Blake Killer's server as the Urban Radio server, we're going to try to get community servers. And Gold Reaver, no, you're wrong, dude. I already said 64.180.91.204 is not a good address today. It's password protected. Sorry. So we are going out into the community. We will be giving out the IP address and the server information in 15 minutes or after I'm done this this first section of my show. And you guys can hop on and beat the hell out of each other for the next hour and a half or so. As I said, much of this week, Silicon Ice spent discussing ideas and expanding on our thoughts for Beta 3. We have finalized some of the ideas that we are going to expand on soon. Most of these will be included in the aforementioned design doc that I'm compiling here. And we will be releasing more information in the coming weeks on what you can expect from Beta 3. We do have a ton of suggestions to go from based on what we have seen off the forums, what we've heard in IRC, and basically what we want to do. Talking to our coder, 2727. 9 times 3, however you want to call them. This week he did pass along some prominent fixes that have plagued the mod for a few releases. Things like the rotating doors and the grenades disappearing when you throw them through the doors, those have both been corrected, and I know those are both annoying issues. There are some others that we are looking into that should be corrected here. For example, the missing servers, if you do not want to use All-Seeing Eye or GameSpy, but you want to stay in-game and use the browser, that problem will be corrected in 2.6 as I understand it. So, a few good fixes here that seem to have bothered many in the community for quite a while. Blade Killer has begun working on reskinning some of the current weapons. She did show off the progress on the UMP-45 earlier this week. While it's not complete, I can really see an improvement not only in the weapon but in her skinning and her techniques. It's looking really good. The attention to detail, you know, like this is what makes the development team so great, and she's going to impress you guys here in the coming weeks once you see the new weapons and the old weapons that have been skinned. And finally, for those who frequent the forums and have listened to Urban Radio, then you know we are in the process of creating new forums. We opted not to go with a pre-made forum, but create our own. And, you know, while we'd hoped to have it up and running along with the new website by 2.5, it just hasn't happened. There's been real-world commitments by a few on the team, and it's just not allowed us that luxury of getting it up on time. Some are a bit upset at the quality, or maybe I should say lack of quality, that EasyBoard offers. You know, while I don't deny that the pop-ups are pretty damn annoying and they seem to be getting worse, but you know, we all have to suffer through it, and you know, we're working as quickly as we can on it. Basilisk earlier this week also got a hold of me, and he just said he's caught up in non-urban terror work right now, and unfortunately the forums are going to end up taking a backseat until he has more time to finish them. Not much we can do there. He is he's the man when it comes to the forums, at least improving what we have on now. And unfortunately, I don't think myself or anybody in the community wants to pay $507 currently to get a six-month temporary subscription to EasyBoard. I know I don't. I know you guys probably don't. Unfortunately, you know, we're sort of stuck. I mean, if we did do that, it would give us better reliability. The forums would be faster. You'd have no pop-ups, and there would be a few new features. But I'm not going to waste my money on their product. It's free. It's going to stay free. And somebody even asked about opening the community chest, and I don't see why you guys should support EasyBoard either. It's junk. But We're going to stick with it until our new forms are out. So, we deal with the pop-ups, and it looks like you guys will have to deal with some of those annoying pop-ups. With that out of the way, we're going to go back to the year 1982. This is Bow Wow Wow, Urban Radio. I want candy, little girl. Going on, it's Oswald. We're back. Oh, yeah, there we go. Forgot about that part. I'm Oswald, and we're back on Urban Radio. And as I said, I know you guys are looking for the Urban Radio server. And as I said, this week we are changing it up. And this week we would like to welcome back the LWZ Warzone Revisited server. I'm sure some of you may remember that from months past. It featured Energizer's level Sands basically running 24/7. With a capture level of 5, it was a CTF map, and over the life of Urban Terror, it has been strangely popular. No voting, you cannot vote Sands off. Sands is the only map you play, and this weekend it is being reintroduced to the Urban Terror community, and it will be featured as the Urban Radio server. I've been talking to Frogger here, and I believe he's just about ready to get it up. Get it up here in about the next 5 minutes. He said he wants me to play another song. I think I can do that and give him a few more minutes. And I'll pass out the information to that song, and you guys can hop on the server. And, you know, one thing leads to another, right? So let me fire up a little bit of, how about the fix? One thing leads to another, as I just said. And we'll be right back here on Urban Radio.
Communicate, pull out your body piece. You see dimensions. say, say what they do. One thing leads to another.
Inside my bad singing, that was The Fix. One thing leads to another here on Urban Radio. And it looks like the Urban Radio server is up and running. It's just changed over to Sans. And I made a mistake. That was the Law Warzone, not the LWG, the Law Warzone server. If you want to play on it this weekend, it's, as I said, all Sans, all weekend, 24/7. You can go join now, 128.111.219.75, or you can type in frog.lwzclan.org. It is standard port, and some other information here we will give to you later on in the show. You should be able to find it if you use All-Seeing Eye or GameSpy, or as I said, you can't connect to frog.lwzclan.org, and you will be on. As I do every week, I do want to pass along a quick thanks to those who have helped make Urban Radio a reality. Thanks to the staff at Team Sportscast Network, that's www.tsncentral.com, who provide all sorts of technical support for myself, and also the Shoutcast server we broadcast on each week.
If you're the kind that likes to play with themselves, this is your game. But if you're the kind that plays well with others, this is your game.
Prepare to fight.
Defend our flag!
Okay, let's get out of here.
You win.
TTSM.
Excellent.
Game on.
Alrighty, I also want to say props to my shoutcasting partners, Jeff T and Whispers, whom I've been fortunate enough to team up with here the last few weeks to do a few clan matches. Also want to give props to Acidburn over at ForbiddenNinja.com, who continues to host the radio show notes we use each week here on Urban Radio. And finally, thanks to CC Zach, who continues to host all the radio show, all the previously recorded radio shows over on ZD Web Hosting. You can find links to all the shows over on thesixthfloor.com. Listed under navigation, you can click on Main, followed by Urban Radio. And we do post each show and all the updated information soon after the show concludes. And as I said, I think I said last week, we will be adding a link to the Urban Terror website that will also promote the radio show. And it'll provide a look at what we'll be featuring on the show that week and when the next broadcast is. So we're trying to coordinate a little better to get some more interest and hopefully a few more people listening. And as I can see, the IP for the Law Warzone server is being spammed in the channel. As I said, you can go to 128.111.219.75 and play Sans all weekend long. And we will be right back after this. This is Depeche Mode. Enjoy the silence on Urban Radio.
right through me. Don't you understand? Oh, my little girl. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here. It's my arms. Words are very unnecessary. They can only do harm.
We're back on Urban Radio. This is Oswald, and trying to get back on the server here. Somehow I got kicked. I'll figure it out later, though. That was Depeche Mode, requested by Lord of Doom. That was Enjoy the Silence. That's who requested that gay music, Blaster. And, I'd like to say props to Blaster. I see him in here for the first time in a long time. We're back. What else do we have for you this week? A feature that we started last week, thanks to MC and Big D, called 10 Questions With. If you missed it, MC started a thread in the general forums in which he asked gamers 10 questions. These questions are available to anyone in the community, and you can think of it as your 15 seconds of fame, and along with my smart-ass comments tossed in. And there is a good chance that I will pronounce your name, mispronounce your name, I mean. Just ask Fumel or Fummel or Fumle. I cannot pronounce his name. He said he's going to send me it. He never did. So until he does, I guess I keep mispronouncing it. But we are going to read some of these, as they were pretty funny, and they seem to get a good response here from the community. We will be starting with Warhammer. And if you actually missed this last week, as I said, there are 10 questions, and I will read the questions and give you their answers as to what they said. First guy, his name's Warhammer. Are you in a clan? The ultra-exclusive Warhammer clan, he says. It must be a clan of one. You know, where are you hiding right now? Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Eh? How old are you? 25. He changed that question because that question used to read, how soon before you can start driving a car? But people cannot seem to answer that question correctly. Why is that? How many hours a week do you play Urban Terror? He says 10 to 15. What is your dream job? He says getting paid to develop ISPGN. And if you don't know what ISPGN was, it was the Internet Sports... I forgot what it stood for. Internet Sports... something... Gaming Network. But it was one of the first support sites we had for Urban Terror. Very cool back in the beta 1.27 days. Question 3, what comic book hero would you like to be? He says Wolverine. What favorite weapon would you like to add to UT? Kimbo pistols, and we've already ruled that out. Sorry, War. What's your favorite server to play Urban Terror on? That would be the Anima server. Number 6, which Sid developer would you most like to see in a dress? He says barbecue. He has one sexy ass. Number 7, what would you spend $500 on in the next 24 hours? A sharp Zarius. Anybody? I'm guessing it's computer, but I've never heard of it. Oh, well. Number 8, what UT player do you wish you could beat every time? He says Redmind. And, yeah. I just like to understand Redmind when he talks. I cannot understand him. Another French-Canadian, and, he's got a thick accent. Anyways, we love you, Red. You know that. I'm just screwing with you. Number 9, if you could go back in time, to what time would you go? He says, never look back, only forward. Funny, I think we say that when we develop Urban Terror, too. Never look back. I know some of you want us to go back to 127. Well, guess what? That's not going to happen. Sorry. And finally, number 10, if you could make any map, what would you make? He says, my office building. It screams to be made into a map. And that is Warhammer, his 15 seconds of fame. And I think I can say ditto to his last comment. I think I'd like to make my place of business into a map, too. That would be Los Angeles International Airport. Yeah, you think that would go over well? What are you doing? Oh, I'm making a map. For what? Oh, a game where you go out and you kill people, plant bombs, things like that. Just what you want to hear at the airport, right? Yeah. All right, this next guy, his name is Zachary. You in a clan? He says, don't be daft. Ever played with me? I guess that means he sucks. Sort of like I do. Where are you hiding right now? He says, London, UK. How soon before you can drive a car? He says, when they invent hover cars. Ever been to London? He says, I'm 26. No, I haven't been to London. I guess you use public transportation out there, huh? Although, speaking of London, I did see one of those Cooper Minis driving around here in the States. Thought that was kind of cool. Anyways, we'll continue. How many hours a week do you play Urban Terror? He says about 8. He says it depends on my lager intake. So I guess the only good time to play is when you're drunk. Number 2, what is your dream job? He says perfect 10 coordinator in the Bahamas. That's interesting. Checking out the bikinis, I see. Number 3, what comic book hero would you like to be? He says Iceman. My bird would be Firestar. Okay. 4, what favorite weapon would you like to add to Urban Terror? The Hollow Duke, a la Duke Nukem. Okay. What's your favorite server to play on? He says cello. I hear cello's pretty cool. I ping decently there, although I still suck. Number 6, which Sid developer would you most like to see in a dress? He says Sweetness, just to see if they show. Ha ha, Sweetness gets owned again. Those big nuts of his. Number 7, what would you spend $500 on in the next 24 hours? He says tax, probably, or bail after all the drugs, sex, and rock and roll. There you go. I think that's the Netherlands you want to go to for the drugs. Number 8, what UT player do you wish you could beat every time? He says not applicable. I do. Oh, he's dropping the smack on the community. So if you see Zachary on a server, punk him for us. Number 9, if you could go back in time, to what time would you go? He says the 1980s to buy shares of Sega. Actually, I think he spelled Sage? Sage? I don't know what Sage is. Hopefully he meant Sega, because that's what I said. And finally, number 10, if you could make any map, what would you make? This is a tough one. Something with a maritime feel, maybe aboard a big battleship, or UT Under Siege. That wonderful movie with Steven Seagal. Aren't all his movies wonderful? Actually, I guess Thorne's boat, his cargo map is close, I guess, but not really. Still a cool map. So that was Zachary, and if you find him on the servers, punk him. Next we move on to GOP Executioner. That's his nick. You want a client? He says, yes, that would be GOP. I just said that. Where are you hiding right now? He says, Dallas, Texas, USA. How soon before he can drive a car? He says, 33 years old. Okay, he didn't answer the question right, but he is 33. How many hours a week do we play Urban Terror? He says, 10 plus. His dream job? CEO of Microsoft. And we get to swear at you all day and pirate your software. Oh, I didn't say that. We would buy your software. That's it. Number three, what comic book hero would you like to be? He says, Sandman. What favorite weapon would you like to add into Urban Terror? He says, a rocket launcher. His favorite server to play on is FSK405ABCTF. And I'm sure somebody's going to say something about that because I'm sure I said it wrong. Number six, which SID developer would you most like to see in a dress? And I think after this answer, it seems to get pretty constant. He wants to see Blade Killer in a dress. I wonder why. Female, maybe? Yeah, maybe. Number seven, if you could spend $500 in the next 24 hours, what would you do? He says, to get Blade Killer out of that dress. Yeah, baby, yeah, he says. It's kind of funny. Number eight, what UT player do you wish you could beat every time? He says, unified player would be Trinity. Trent's pretty good, I guess. I think he can punk me. Then again, anybody can punk me. I got punked badly this week. I think I lost a combined like 32-0. Don't ask. It was a long week. Number nine, if you could go back in time, to what time would you go? He says, the first day of high school. He says, I'd be hitting on all the girls I missed out on because I didn't know shit. And I'm sure a few people can relate to that as I'm raising my hand. Yeah, I know a few hotties I wouldn't mind hitting on in high school. And finally, number 10, if you could make any map, which map would you make? The Mines of Moria. So if you know what those are, then I'm sure you can go fragging those. And finally, we will end... I didn't know he was next. We'll do one more here. This is... nickname is No Logic. You may know him from utscripts.net. He's one of those script wizards who fulfills all your scripting needs. Are you in a clan? He says, nope, complete vagabond. Sounds like he's a clan of one, just like Warhammer. Where are you hiding right now? He says, Seattle, Washington. And actually, I do know No Logic did meet Sweet Nuts last week. So if you see No Logic, you may ask No Logic if you can see Nuts' nuts in that dress he had on. I don't know. He's in Seattle, Washington. How soon before he can drive a car? He says, not sure yet. Judge still has to decide. How many hours a week do you play Urban Terror? He says, 5+. He says, what is your dream job? Prosecuting attorney against Microsoft? He spelled a few words wrong, so I'm trying to decipher it. Number three, what comic book hero would you like to be? Conan the Barbarian. Number four, what favorite weapon would you add to Urban Terror? He says, a compound bow, 150-pound bad boy. Ooh, I wonder if that's going to be an Urban Terror. Since somebody did spam the poll we had on it, he shall remain nameless. Number five, what is your favorite server to play Urban Terror on? He says, Frogger, I guess. And what a quinky-dink, huh? Frogger is the featured server this week. And I see somebody popping off in the channel. Dragoon says, Oswald is in a lifetime UT negative frag to death ratio. Yeah, I think I am. I used to be good. I can claim I almost beat Sweet Nuts one time. Who's next here? Number six, what SID developer would you most like to see in a dress? He says, in or out of one? Blade Killer. Number seven, what would you spend $500 on in the next 24 hours? A 3-COM 24-port switch for the LAN this weekend. And that was the LAN I was talking about, which happened last weekend. Number eight, what UT player do you wish you could beat every time? I don't even know if I should read this answer. He says, Oswald, since he beats the snot out of me every time. So I'm sure once you guys hear that, you guys are going to start laughing. Yeah. Laugh it up. Number nine, if you could go back in time, to what time would you go? He says, pre-Urban Terror 127. That way I could be a bigger pain in the ass for Oswald. Thank you. Thank you, No Logic. We got a few of those running around from the pre-127 days. And finally, number 10, if you can make any map, what would you make? He says that would have to be the Microsoft campus. And for now, that's it. That's 10 questions with. It is a feature that hopefully we can continue here as we do get some solid answers. And I may have one more for you. I sort of want to do this guy. Didn't know if I'd do him as the last one this week or the first one next week. So if I feel inclined, I will do one more here later on in the show. Again, I want to thank MC and Big D for starting that thread, Clan Pit. And that really helps provide me some content to fill time. I'm going to take another break, play some more music from the 80s. This is 1985. This is Cameo, The Word Up for No Fear, Quack, Urban Radio. Back, and that was Cameo doing Word Up, and that actually was requested by No Fear. So if you lived through the 80s, and I'm sure you've heard that song once or twice, regardless of what you think of it. It's actually trying to get into the Law Warzone server. Unfortunately, I am being kicked out. Have to play with that here during one of the breaks, see if I can fire it up and get in with one of the protected spots right now. I can't do it, so if you want to try to join, as I said, go to frog.lwzclan.org. That's 128.111.219.75. For the noobs, as Frogger's saying. CIP, go there. Sans 24/7 all weekend long. It is the Law Warzone Revisited server. I'm sort of going to take the show out of order here, and I'm actually going to go into an interview that we do on the Sid Spotlight. This interview has been a long time coming for us. In between his service for the German, for the German Army. Don't ask me to say it in German because I don't know what it would sound like, and I probably mispronounce it too. This week we get to hear from the German Crazy Butcher, one of the longest tenured members here on Silicon Ice Development. As many of you already know, he is our main animator and also the modeler for the dev team. And he must put up with all the other Germans in on the urbanterror.de forums. And that's not a knock against the Germans, but I hear his battles he has with some of the guys in the community, just like we have over here on our forums. So this week we will talk to Crazy Butcher, get his answers to the questions we have asked that basically focus on development, his work on Urban Terror and some other mods, challenges, and his experience in the Army. So with that, I give you the German Crazy Butcher. And I did want Crazy Butcher, you know, first to welcome him, and I want him to give the community a quick rundown on who he is and how he became a part of Silicon Ice Development.
Hello, my name is Crazy Butcher, and I'm the lead animator of Urban Terror. I'm responsible for the weapon and character animations. Preacher got me on this team as he was in another team I worked on, and since Alpha 6, which is almost 3 years ago now, I'm with Sid. At the beginning I was working very close with Earthquake, the weapon modeler, but as he left, Meaty and I tried to fill this gap and redo and add new weapon models for Beta 3. My main focus is still on animation, so I will try to improve the character animations of Athena and Orion, while Crystal Mesh will probably do his own animations and redo some weapon animations as well. But major focus is on new animations and new weapons for Beta 3.
And as we introduced last week, we did finally see our new model, our new male model, in-game. Tentatively, he has been named, but he may get a new name here later on. Logan is his name at the moment. He was imported, exported, however you want to call it, into Quake 3 finally. He does look pretty cool. We haven't actually talked to Mesh, Crystal Mesh, this week, but we do expect to see his male and female models both debuting in Beta 3, and along with Crazy Butcher, he will be doing most all the animation here for Beta 3 Urban Terror. So, CB, how was the Army? What have you learned being around weapons that you can actually take back and use in Urban Terror?
Well, the Army was a very nice experience. Of course, at the beginning was quite a change from student life, but after all, it was very interesting, and I met many people there and made friends. An experience I would not like to miss. Also, parts of it were pretty boring because I was running the gas station there. It's not the exciting job. But especially for the weapons, it was a very great help. And actually working on a game which deals with weapons, it's a really a needed experience for the team members to kind of have some real-life experience with those weapons as well. I had the luck to shoot the G36, which is pretty kick-ass weapon and much better than in our game. I also shot a variety of other guns, including machine guns, assault rifles, pistols, and even an armor fist. And all this experience helped to understand how weapons work and how they function. From this knowledge, the animations could also benefit.
All right, warning, I'm going to be talking so you can turn down your speakers now. As I said, I'm still a noob to this radio thing, and I either get songs and interviews that are too low and then I'm too loud, or vice versa. So we'll just have to deal with it today. I'm still working on it. As I said, I am pretty much new when it comes to this, so deal with it. Thank you. It's pretty cool. For a couple weeks, Crazy Butcher is actually on leave. He would come home. He would basically write a diary to us on our team forums and basically pass along what he had learned, what he had been doing, weapons he had fired, pumping Z-gas at the Z-gas station. Just kidding, Crazy Butcher, I'm not making fun of you. But it was kind of cool. You know, sort of get a look into his life as he was in the Army. Very cool. You know, I wish I went to the Army, I guess. Never been there. I wouldn't mind. Firing weapons, yeah. As somebody says, getting up at 5 a.m. and having to pump gas or run, yeah. I don't think I'd like that. Reveille's too early in the morning. Okay, we move on. Now, Crazy Butcher, what makes the development team tick? And why do you think the core of the development team has stuck together to achieve the status they have today in the mod community?
Well, the team is together for a very long time. We have a strong union. It's a very united feeling in the team. Creating a mod for so long, designing a game for almost 30 years. And we know each other really well, and we see each other's not as colleagues, but as friends, actually. Another aspect is that all treat this job as it would be a real thing, and they put a lot of professionalism into it. It makes me feel like part of a real game, because it is done so professionally. But a major point is, I really think, the immense dedication most team members have to this mod. I mean, it's really amazing how much time some people put into this. Even as their free time is so rare, they still, like, they put more work into this than their real jobs, and I highly appreciate it, and it makes working as a team so much more fun if all people are so dedicated and so motivated for this. It's really a nice feeling.
I wonder if I should raise my hand and say, yeah, I put more time into Urban Terror than I do my real job. I'm sure my boss would just love me for that one. But no, he does have a point. The team has been together, most of us, for in excess of 2 years now. We have brought on, you know, more team members, you know, one by one. If they have something we feel we can use, and of course, when everybody emails us, they all think they have something we can use, which may be the case, but unfortunately, we just can't keep taking everybody on. Oh, I can skin weapons. I can make weapons. I want to make maps. You know, great. You know, make those and show them to us, and you know, we'll talk. But a lot of people put a lot of time into the mod. Even Crazy Butcher, sometimes he was not always around, but we knew that we could count on him for not only getting his animations done, but his information that he's been passing on to us, be it weapon information or creation of models. He's always been there, and like I said, he's been one of the long-timers from way back Beta 1 day. So he knows what he's talking about. He's been a very valuable asset to the team, and I think I speak for the entire team when I say we look forward to his animations and his work for Beta 3. What sort of previous mod development or experience have you had before working on Urban Terror?
My first job was as a modeler for TerraQuake 2 with Slot Software. As the original founders, Lance and Trunk, left, a new team formed around the leftovers from Slot Software, and we call this Team Havoc, and we worked on TerraQuake 2 a little longer, but then tried to move on a new engine. Kingpin came out and looked very good, but we had problems getting good coders, and so later the team just fell apart because of real life issues. Some work I did for the Kingpin mod, which would have been called SRT Alpha, I put into Urban Terror. In fact, the most character animations from Beta 1 were based on this work. And still the death animes are from that time, so it's really time to get new death animations into Beta 3.
And I'm sure some of you who have been around the gaming community for some time do remember some of those games he mentioned, TerraQuake 2, the other team he mentioned, SRT Alpha and Team Havoc. And I can actually remember seeing their website and checking out their work on the Kingpin engine, and it was pretty impressive. But as you said, if you have no coders, unfortunately, they're one of the more important keys to any mod. Having good coders will help make the mod go, right? Basically, they have the keys to the engine, and you need the engine to run if you want the car to go anywhere. So all of them are important, and just trying to keep a team, a core group of team, even if it's three or four people out of ten together, it's time-consuming, takes a lot of effort, and very difficult to do, and you know, I guess we were fortunate to get him and his skills onto Silicon Ice. Question five, CB. What's the biggest challenges that face you as the animator for Urban Terror?
Well, animation at all is very challenging because we are so trained on watching our fellows, and we kind of depict the movements, and every small glitch pops out and we see, oh, there's something wrong. So organic movement is very hard to create artificially. I remember that we had huge problems exporting files from Max to Quake 3. Odd and I almost gave up on this one, but after trying and failing a lot of times, we kind of worked our way through it, and now it's not a big problem anymore. Another problem was the memory issue. Beta 2 was using too much memory, and especially the weapons with so many polygons and so many vertices, and Quake 3 lacks skeletal animation, which lessens the memory usage. But we came up with sort of our own skeletal animation using the Quake 3 tags, and so saved a lot of memory.
So you people wonder why our animations do not look as smooth or as fluid as those from, say, the Half-Life engine. It's just for that fact, as he said, there is no skeletal animation currently available for Quake 3. Is it in the code? Yes, it is. We have seen other games, such as Fact 2, take advantage of that skeletal animation. Unfortunately, right now, it's not going to happen for Quake 3. Everything that I've heard and the people I've talked to, it's not going to happen. The guys over at Quake 3 Fortress were attempting to do it, and the way I understand it is they did need some further assistance from id Software, and I don't believe they ever got that assistance. And it's too bad, too, because I really think that not only would have improved our mod, but theirs as well. And I think it would have saved our animators a lot of time. And, you know, I can remember going back to the early days when we were trying to export models and the animations and just the frustration that we were going through. But since then, we have seemed to have gotten everything together, and we are a bit more aware of not only, as you said, the polygons and the vertices, but the size of textures and trying to save as much memory as we can in order to get things to work a little bit better and possibly use some of that saved memory for other features in Urban Terror. So everything is working, and as you said, you will see new animations in the upcoming betas. And Spawn, yeah, I did say the Half-Life word, but I didn't say the CS word, so it's okay, dude. Don't worry. Moving on. Anyone you want to give a shout-out to, Crazy Butcher? If so, now is the time.
Well, at first I want to thank Daskip for urbanterror.de. It's the official German site, and it features a very nice forum, and it shows that Daskip put so much time into it and put a lot of hard work into it, and I thank him for this long-time support. My next call goes to Team Havoc, which is still around. They regrouped, and they now work hard on Terror Quake 3, which looks very promising. It's based on a post-apocalyptic world. They do a really fine job, and they improve like from day to day. My final call goes to Dawning Dusk, a Quake 3 Urban Terror clan, which I hope I can join soon and sort of try out there. Fraxau, our quality assurance team member, got me into this team, and thanks a lot for providing access. And I hope with the change to ISDN next week, I can play much better.
Woot! Butcher's gonna be fragging, so watch out for Z-Gem, as he will be wielding a very big gun. And, actually, I think he, as I understand it, he wants to show off some new work to you guys in the community this week. Crazy Butcher, what do you want to pass on to the guys this week? Actually, not the guys, the community.
Yeah, I want to pimp the new machine gun we want to introduce with Beta 3. It's a light machine gun. It has 100 or 150 rounds in the clip. We're not sure yet which version to use. Depends on game balance. It's the IMI Negev. IMI are the guys who made the Uzi, if you don't know. Very much like the famous Saw, but Saw was too popular, so we kind of wanted something new, and the Negev is very new. It was nice to make the model and hard to animate it because of the belt and all those parts, But I enjoyed it, and especially enjoy even more getting a machine gun into the game. So Oz kind of spams it into the channel now, the video where you can see the animation.
And I just did spam it, and you can go check out that new machine gun. It's over on urbanterror.net/radio.html, and we have a short video for you in AVI and MOV format for those on a Macintosh. And that is our new weapon. You will need DivX 5 to play it. And I can see everybody getting pissy at me because they have a lot of background noise and yada, 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 yada. Yeah, 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 I know. Like I said, I'm working on it. Back off. So, urbanterror.net/radio.html. And I think it's just about to hit here in the channel with the leg. Yep, there it is. It just hit. No, it's not an M60. It's an ME negative. And I can already see the questions on the forums. I can already see it. Anyways, we'll get to that a little bit later. Probably talk about it. Okay, that's about it. Crazy Butcher, I do want to thank him for putting up with my delays and getting him the questions and providing us with some great answers and information. Props to you, bro, for all your work on the mod, and I know the community looks forward to your continued effort on Urban Terror. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Oswald, for doing this radio show and for putting so much time into the community. I, now more active as gamer, highly appreciate that. And even among the team members, we all kind of, it all amazes us how much dedication you show towards the community.
Oh, silence. And Crazy Butcher, thank you much for that. And with that, I'm going to take a break and try to get a few things set up here. This is Billy Idol, Urban Radio. We'll be right back.
Mom, mom. Tired, you're just as good as dead. Gamers know that dull reflexes and slow response time is online suicide. You can't act, you can't react. To fight fatigue, you've got to have balls.
Prepare yourselves.
Balls is the most caffeinated soft drink on the market, making it the drink of choice for improved performance and skill for any gamer. Whether you are the online armchair athlete or the hardcore player, Balls will give you the boost you need not only to show up on the battlefield, but to compete. Never sleep. Stay up. Drink Balls. www.balls.com.
You're dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
That's right. I am Oswald, and we are back. And I am trying to give out the AVI file here to Decker and a few others in order to get it up on some other FTPs that might be a little bit more reliable for you than File Planet. I can see everybody's in line waiting for this thing, too. That is the negative animation from Crazy Butcher. I'm sure you'll find it on terrorist.net here later on tonight. And probably a pretty good chance you'll find it over in urbanterror.de, too. Decker has it. Now I'm disconnected from IRC. Decker has it, and I'm sure once he gets it up, he will spam it in the channel for those who do not want to wait in line, because this isn't Disneyland. As I mentioned last week, we are negotiating a deal in order to provide some swag to you in the community. Chances are it would be through PayPal, but we haven't confirmed that. Shirts will come shortly, but we're about to make the stickers and blow-up screenshots available through Sandman, who offered his services a couple weeks ago when I met him at Hatland here in SoCal. I'll be talking to Sandman over the weekend and finalizing the plans for the availability of these items. If you haven't seen these, you can go to the radio website, urbanterror.net/radio.html. And, I'm not reconnecting. Shit. And you can check them out. Pretty good screenshot idea. I like those. They're probably, 3 feet by 3 feet or so. Pretty good size. Very clear, considering the size they are. And the stickers, we had two kinds of stickers. We have one on a white backing and one that's clear that you can actually stick on the inside of a window and it'll say Urban Terror with the logo. Looks pretty pimp. And actually I see Decker has just got the negative animation up. Barbecue spamming me. Tell caller 5 he wins a prize package. Yeah, wouldn't that be cool? I'll take caller 5 on buddy phone. You call me now, you win the package. But sorry, that's not real because we're not doing that yet. Actually, this next idea sort of grew out of a joke on IRC, but we thought of offering the Girls of Urban Terror calendar. Guys, get your minds out of the gutter because it would not feature naked chicks. Package that together with the sticker and the shirts, and we have some serious swag, and as Barbecue said, a prize package for you. And I know you, TZ Vampy, is chomping at the bit to get working on that one. So look for some information coming this next week on the Urban Terror website regarding the stickers and the blow-up shots. And hopefully I can get back to Vampire Rella here. She lives just south of me here in Southern California. And we can get those shirts going. Most likely be a black shirt with a blue and white logo, since I'm sure most of you guys like black instead of white. So look for that. And remember, if you have any material, be it a sounder for Urban Terror, a commercial, anything you want pimped on Urban Radio, please email me, oswaldurbanterror.net. And we ask if you submit an MP3 that it be 16-bit, 22 kilohertz, MP3 format. Thank you very much. And I see the FCC is going to come on down. Come down on me because I'm swearing again. Dakar, not Decker. See, what do I say? I can't pronounce names. It's spelled Decker. And that's how I've been calling you for like a year and a half. Decker, not Dakar. But Dakar's server. So check that out. As we said, the official Urban Radio server this week is the Law Warzone Revisited server. And it looks like Frogger says it's up and running. I've been trying to get in on a private slot to float around and check things out, but it doesn't seem I can get in there. Both private slots are taken. This server has gone live today, April 12th, and it will end on Monday the 15th, approximately 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 Eastern. So you have all weekend to play in the sand. That's Energizer's Match Sands, 24-hour, 7 days a week is what the server used to be. I guess it'll be 24-3 for this weekend. So check that out. Sands, and more sands. No voting it off. Five capture rule, CTF. It's 18 slots. What else do we have for you this week? Also, as I also mentioned last week, we are looking to expand this Urban Radio server feature. Hopefully Blade Killer's not too upset that I didn't ask to use her server this week. This is just our opportunity to get some of those servers out there a little bit more well-known and get them incorporated into the broadcast. So if you are an admin or own a server and you will be around during the entire radio show or at least the first 30 minutes or so, then email me, oswaldurbanterror.net. I'll give you information and details, and we can get your server featured on the Urban Radio Server of the Week. This is also another way, as I said, to get your server name known among the community. Oh, and it looks like I did get Dakar's name right. Now I got to remember that. And we're not just limiting this to CTF. If your server happens to be Team Deathmatch or Team Survivor, we will fire that up. That also goes for Capture and Hold and Follow the Leader, which I know a few in the community are trying to bring back to life. I believe MC and Big D, Gleam, a couple others. I know there's a thread on it, and I know I'm supposed to say something about it, but look for that coming soon. It's going to be a small ladder or a small little match featuring, I think, four or five groups or clans of people who are going to play some Follow the Leader and try to pimp it to the community. See if we can bring that back to life. Like the German machine. Okay, I'm done with that. Now it's a chance to go around the community here, see what's been going on. One of the greatest Urban Terror support sites and Map Depot sites has just gotten better. Thanks to Buffetti, urbanterror.it has been completely updated. That's the Italian Urban Terror support website, if you didn't know that. You can now find the latest maps and most up-to-date information from the strong Italian community. They rival the Germans in support given to Urban Terror, which is kind of cool. They also provide some very high-quality FTP links for all the maps. Thanks to Buffy for all his work and support, and that actually goes to... It's actually a shout-out to the entire Italian community, as they've been very supportive over the years. And for those running on the Macintosh, I'm sure many of you have already heard by now, but there has been a new beta point release that was released in conjunction with Quake 3 Fortress Beta 2 earlier this past week. For more information on that point release, you can go to planetquake.com or quake3world.com. Oh, that's what MC wanted me to say. Enter the Game, irc.enterthegame.com. You can go to #FTL for more information. And you know what? I'm going to pop in there right now and see what they had to say, because I was supposed to do that earlier, and I never did. What do they say? It looks like they actually have a 24/7 FTL server up and running, 161.57.218.12. That's the Follow the Leader server they have up, and they are trying to bring that back. So as I said, go to that channel, #FTL, and learn how to play Follow the Leader. It's not like that little kitty game you played once upon a time. Well, maybe it is. Over to Team Sportscast Network. We usually cover the clan matches for Stronger Than All and Cal. Weekly matches are usually shoutcasted by TSN's own Whispers, also a member of Clan Boss. Jeff T. of Cal, Coldshot, myself, and a few others. And again, we look forward to bringing more shoutcasting as these seasons progress. If you want your clan match shoutcasted, use a request form over on TSN Central, or send Whispers a private message over on #TSN on IRC and see what we can do for you. Speaking of leagues and clans, we will take a quick look around the community and some, not all, some of the leagues and ladders that are going, and check to see who's fragging and who's lagging here. Over on the OGL, the Team Survivor standings, and it looks like Clan Ill, that's Illustrious, up on top, followed by Carnage Cowboys, Superfags, Dagus, and Clan Unified. On the CTF side, we got Clan Unified, Lethal Brothers, Superfags, Silent Strike, and Clan Ohio 3. As we move over to the Stay Frags, the West standings after 4 weeks, Clan Ill is on top, 4-0. UP, the Useless Pedestrians, looks like they're 1-0, and DVS is 3-1. On the East bracket of the Frags, we have Unified at 4-0, Black Ops Squad, Boss at 4-0, and FSFSIC at 3-1. And what else do we have here? And looking quickly at the Flags standings for Stay, the West standings look like Clan Lick 4-0, Clan DNA is 3-1, LWZ 2-2. On the East bracket, we have TLB, the Lethal Brothers, also at 4-0, who are last year's returning champions. Clan Unified at 4-0, and DSF rounding out the top three. Looks like the Flags division is going to be good. Three teams, all 4-0. Interesting to see what happens. If you want your league covered, send me information or even a link to the league through email, and I'll make sure it is covered on a weekly basis. I'm aware I did not cover Cal or Clan Base or Barry's World. So if you're involved, put out the word, and we will see what we can do for you. Hopefully get the word out, and actually, as I heard it from Blake Hill, I think Clan Base has a pretty good cup going on right now. Maybe some of the Europeans can chime in and give me some information on that, and try to get that out to you guys. As I know, I made a few comments last week about the best European clan being, who was that, HV, House of Valhalla? Maybe we'll start that again. I don't know. We're going to take a little break, jam with some kicking tunes. So pull up your leather pants, tease your hairs. This is Motley Crue, Girls, 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 for Eagle Eye. Riding high. I just need a new toy. This is Oswald, A little Ramones and a little Motley Crue. For those who still own leather pants and know how to tease their hair. And no, I'm not speaking from experience. We're back on Urban Radio, and I think I might have got my mic thing figured out, huh? You know, it's funny when you see that little slider that says line in balance and you have it all the way turned up so you sound like crap. Ah, well, we're learning, right? Yes. Still a learning process here at Urban Radio as we deal with this high-tech, high-dollar equipment. One thing that I wanted to touch on that I almost forgot, thanks to Kane. Shout out to him for reminding me. And I know I know I was sent an email about this from Indica. This is Team Warfare would like to announce the opening of the TWL Urban Terror CTF and TS ladders. Both CTF and Team Survivor ladders will be open for challenges on Monday, April 15th. That's this coming Monday. For those of you unfamiliar with TWL, take a few minutes, look over their website, www.teamwarfare.com. You'll find a rich ladder management system home to some premier tribes and wolf ladders. TWL has many fun events in store for the community, regular tournaments using the built-in tournament management system, holiday pickup parties, new and exciting ladder types are all in the works, he says. We are currently working with Team Sportscast Network to set up regular shoutcasting events as well, so don't miss out on the action. TWL is seeking the community's input regarding what they would like to see in a ladder-based league, so get your team signed up. Take part in the voting, and that comes from Indica, the Team Warfare League Urban Terror Ladder Administrator. So get on over there if you have a clan, want to kick some ass. Join up. Have some fun. That's what it's all about. Who cares who wins, right? Even though I got beat 14-1 by Mighty Joe Young. Maybe you read the thread over at terrorist.net. Anyways, there is a new thread up over there, and I don't know if I've mentioned that yet. Actually, I forgot it. Vampy, terrorist.net, does have a new article up. A new column. She talks to some of the females, the femme fatales, as I call them, in the Urban Terror community, those who develop the mod, for example, Blade Killer, and also a few who are working on maps. And she goes into a little bit of that with some of them. Check out her column. terrorist.net/columns over on UTZ. Also, in other community-related news, Urban Terror was featured, partially, in a local business fish wrap here in SoCal called the LA Business Journal. This article was written by a guy named Christopher Keough, and it centers around modifying, or modding as they call it, a commercially available video game. Myself and Brian Dubay, you may know him better as Apoxel now of Raven Software, were both interviewed and quoted in the article. From the article, Dubay says his work on Urban Terror, a popular mod based on the Quake 3 gaming engine, was definitely part of my resume and definitely helped me get a job here. Since Raven was doing two Quake 3 titles at the time, my Quake 3 experience was a very nice selling point. Very solid article on modding, but there's only one question. Why have I not heard of the mod or the mod team in the article? It was basically the feature mod. Team Orbit, if any of you have ever heard of Team Orbit or their mod, Orbit Wars, please fill me in here. It's for Unreal Tournament. I've never heard of it. I figure I've played enough Unreal Tournament that I would have actually heard the mod. I checked out their website. Impressive pictures, impressive website, but I've never heard of it, so I don't know. Anyways, somebody has reprinted it. Without consent in the forum, so if you want to check it out, you can. It's in the general forums, and it's under a thread called Urban Terror featured in LABJ. And it's it basically just talks only a real quick bit about Urban Terror. And I said it's more or less business. It's centered around business, hence the name of the periodical. But I guess this development team is trying to hook up with... I lost my train of thought here. Trying to hook up and get their mod retail like many others have been trying to do, and I think that's one reason we really didn't grab top billing is because we knew that there's really no chance that we're going to go retail, so I don't think they wanted to hear that. But as I've been saying, mods are not meant to go retail. Does it look nice? Yeah, it looks pretty cool if you could walk into a store and find your game on a shelf, but is it a prerequisite for a mod? No, not at all. Mott does not have to go retail to be successful. So, props to Christopher Keough and everybody at LA Business Journal for getting us in there, getting us a little exposure. And for those of you who read it, I am not content with my day job. I hate my day job. And I am looking to work somewhere else. So if you want somebody who can do PR, please email me, oswaldurbanterror.net. Thank you. If you have not been to the suggestions forums, we do have threads open for the M4 G36, the MP5, the UMP45, the PSG-1 SR-8, and the Beretta Desert Eagle. This is where we are asking for your suggestions when it comes to what you think we should do with the weapons, what you would like to see done to the weapons in Beta 2.6, Beta 3.0. Hopefully there won't be too much tweaking of the weapons after 2.6. We figure 2.6 could, I don't want to say it's going to be a final tweak, but make the weapons more skill-based, reducing some of that that luck factor that many of you seem to experience on a daily basis. And we'll be able to fit the new weapons into the existing weapons. We really, you know, it's going to take some time, be a little challenging, but we feel we are up to the task. So if you want to be heard, we would like to hear your voice, your opinion, and feel necessary on if you feel like it, please pass along your opinion. The initial tweaking of the weapons is underway, and I know we are looking over the weapons table that Crazy Butcher made, and I know Sweet Nuts 27 and a few others have been talking quite a bit about it, about the weapons, how they're going to fit in. And once we have something a little bit more concrete, we will pass that along to you, the consumer. We'll be right back, play some more tunes here. This is INXS, The One Things. This is going back early 80s on Urban Radio.
Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. Feel neat from our hands to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. See, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody taking the chance. It's safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. We can dance if we want to, we've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it, everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, everything's out of control. But we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, everybody look at your hands. Everybody's taking a chance. Will it save the dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. Will it save the dance? Will it save the dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Will it save the dance? It's safe to dance. Will it save the dance? Will it save the dance?
Alrighty, how about that for some rockin' 80s tunes? I know stupid Aussie didn't like it, but hey, it's the 80s, I lived through it, you can deal with it. We heard In Excess, The One Thing, and Men Without Hats, Safety Dance, and I actually can say I saw Men Without Hats in concert. Scary to think of that, huh? This note that I wanted to pass along a little earlier, excuse me, Silicon Ice Development and the Urban Terror community is looking for a dedicated U.S. ProBall server. You don't know what ProBall is? PlanetQuake.com/ProBall. It was developed by Apoxel, formerly of Silicon Ice, now of Ravensoft. If you have some extra bandwidth and want to make a community very happy, then we would love to have a full-time 24/7 ProBall server. Very small. You only have to make it 8, maybe 10 players at most. Very cool mod. Enjoyable. We like it. We play it. That's why we pimp it on Urban Radio. So that's planetquake.com/proball. And, yeah. Other than that, I'm going to go back to a few more 10 questions with. Do a few more of those. Play a few more tunes and maybe think about getting out of here and trying to scrounge up some more money to pay to get my truck back, as they haven't called me, and they've only had it since 6 o'clock this morning. Nice. Guess I won't be going out tonight, huh? 10 questions with, as I said, these are 10 questions that gives you in the community your 15 seconds of fame. If you want to get involved, find the Urban Radio's 10 questions with thread in the general forums, add your information, and we will read it. This next person, his nickname, Dragon Triad. Are you in a clan? Yes, the Triad. He's the leader and founder. Where are you hiding right now? New Jersey, USA. How soon before you can drive a car? 32. Says some people say, I still can't drive. You get that too. Must be your wife who says that, huh? Honey, slow down. Number one, how many hours a week do you play Urban Terror? He says, well, play? Maybe 10. He says, I'm too busy mapping. And I'm sure you have all seen his map, Druglord. He's working on a second one, Druglord Haram Beak, I believe it was called. And Blaster, no, ProBall does not have any hitbugs, nor does it have a flashlight. So go in there and get your ass kicked. please. I'll take you on. And you can even carry a flashlight if you'd like. And also, one word on Probon, then I'll get back to Dragone here. You can check out the site. Apoxel has updated it with the new model. It's in-game. Not skinned, but it is in-game. Ah, back to Dragone. Question 2. What is your dream job? Mapping, world-building for a game company. Number 3. What comic book hero would you like to be? He says, anyone that is immortal? Immortal. Immortal. He can shoot energy blasts from his hands. Number 4. What favorite weapon would you add to Urban Terror? He says, it was the FMP-90, but now it's the Ruger Super Red Hawk. Number 5, what's your favorite server to play on? He says that would be the Triad CTR for the TTSOMTS server. Try saying that 10 times fast. TTSOMTS server. Which developer would you like to see an address? He's going to have to go with the female. That would be Blade Killer. Sometimes it's Sweetness, but today it's Blade Killer. 7, what would you spend $500 on in the next 24 hours? He says 2 round-trip tickets to Florida. What UT player would you do you wish you could beat every time? That would be Fugger from Clan Unified. He says that biatch. Number 9, if you could go back to any period in time, what would you go back to? He says the mid-Renaissance period. Definitely. And finally, number 10, excuse me, if you could make any map, what would that map be? Since I probably can, if given enough time, I'd say, wouldn't you like to know? Yes, we would like to know. That's why we asked. But he didn't give us an answer. So that's Dragone, good mapper. Check out his maps if you have never downloaded them. Some good stuff. And I'm just checking to see what we have coming up here later tonight on TSN Central. We do have some matches. Actually, Matchbot's not updated. I don't know what we have coming up tonight. I'm checking. Give me a second. What's today? April 12th, huh? No events today on TSN. Guess you get to listen to me all night. Yeah, just what they want. Oz, get off the radio. We want it. I'm kidding. I won't be on all night. As I said, I got to pick up my car here in a little bit. Do a few more of these. Play some more tunes, which we are featuring the 80s this week. Love it or leave it, we are still living it. Next guy, his name is Ebola. He's in a clan. Yep, guess what? He says Valor. That's his clan. Where are you hiding? He says Italy. How soon before you can drive a car? He says 25, but I can't drive until the end of April. Since lawyers retired my driver's license, they got me drunk, really drunk while driving. But you know what? Next time, have them drink while you drive. Number 1, how many hours a week do you play Urban Terror? He says, I don't know, approximately 10. He says, sometimes it depends on if it can be over... I screwed that up, didn't I? He says, sometimes it can be 20 or as few as 0. Okay. Dream job? He says, job? What job? If I can choose, I want to do nothing. Bahamas, Hawaii, with a ton of chicks. What comic book hero would you like to be? Rocco Siffredi. That's not a comic book hero, but, he says, his favorite weapon, hard to choose, he said, Sid Gon for the P90 or the OICW, some high-tech rifle, he says. His favorite server, he doesn't have one. He plays wherever the ping is below 200 milliseconds. I play, it doesn't matter what server I play on, I'll still get my ass kicked. Number 6, which Sid developer would you most like to see an address? Even a harder question than, what's your favorite weapon, he says. First I thought barbecue, but I must surrender to the sexiness of Blade Killer. Another Blade Killer lover. What would you spend $500 on in the next 24 hours? He says, beer. Okay, some of that Italian beer. Modella, that's Italian, isn't it? I don't know, maybe it is. Stella, is that Italian? I don't drink it. Number 8, what UT player do you wish you could beat every time? He says, no one. Ebola, anytime you want to take on Sweetnuts, I'm sure he'll take you to school. Number 9, if you could go back in time, to what time would you go? He says, what? Back in time, you fool, no Urban Terror. And finally, number 10, what map would you make if you could map? He says, well, I have some projects in mind, but I haven't had the time to make them. I did some plastic models of maps. We used to recreate some scenarios for our wars, a.k.a. paintball. I think I'm pretty good at doing plastic models, but then again, don't ask me to put that in the hands of Radiant. By the way, favorite maps, jungle maps with a lot of vegetation, ton of trees, and natural artificial fortifications. Well, you're in luck, because you will dig Soldier Fortune 2. They have a lot of jungles, a lot of fortifications. Almost said fornications. That wouldn't have been right, would it? No, it wouldn't have. And actually, this is just in from Evil Monkey over on TSN. If you'd like a little pimp for clan bots, pound clan bots. It's the free IRC bot service for clans. They are in need of a TCL scripter. If you know Tender Loving Care. If you know, they need TCL scripters. Go to pound clan bots and hunt down Evil Monkey, and he will fill you in on all the details. And speaking of Evil Monkey, he wanted to hear some Dead Kennedys. This is Pull My Strings on Urban Radio.
Just one problem. Is my cock big enough? Is my brain small enough for you to make me a star? Give me a toot, I'll sell you my soul. Pull my strings and I'll go far. Give me a toot, I'll sell you. You Is my cock big enough? Is my brain small enough for you to make me a star? Everybody sing it one time. Is my cock big enough? Is my brain small enough for you to make me a star? Shut up and dance, everybody. Is my cock big enough? Is my brain small enough for you to make me a star? I'll show you my soul. Oh, my strength and all the power. One more time. Give me a two. I'll show you my soul. Oh, my strength and all the power. And two. My pale love. Ladies and gentlemen, we sure did love you. We'll see you next time.
It's
a good time playing
good night.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. And that was the Dead Kennedys. Pull My Strings on Urban Radio. And I see you naysayers say, what's the 80s without Duran Duran? Well, just you wait, because we do have some Duran Duran coming up. It's going to be Union of the Snake here on Urban Radio. We'll be right back.
Mistake. There's a fine line drawing, and she's
Union of the Snake. It's Duran Duran on Urban Radio, and getting ready to wrap things up here this week. As I said, it's been a full week. Development team has done quite a bit of planning here for Beta 3, some of which we will be getting into here in probably the next few weeks, passing along some more information. As I said today, we did give out the IMI, the Emmy Negev. It's going to be the new machine gun in Urban Terror. It's going to be Beta 3. You can check out the video. It'll be up on the Urban Terror website here later on today when I get around to it. I'm sure terrorist.net and some of the other community support sites will be carrying that as well. It is in both AVI and .MOV format for those who live, breathe, and die Macintosh. Coming up next week, God, I don't even know what we're going to have next week. We will have a show, but just what we're going to be doing, I don't know. We'll figure something out. As I said, if you want to get your server featured as the Urban Radio Server of the Week, email me, oswaldurbanterror.net, and we will make it happen. One final pimp from, actually one final shout-out from Spawn. Spawn says he wants me to pimp Clan HV for being the first Urban Terror clan ever. And it sounds like he's going to give me some information on some of the clans in some of the European clans. Some of the European ladders. So I can pass that on to you and get some love going on here. The Rocket Turret Sounder. Somebody wants me to play the Rocket Turret Sounder. I don't know what the Rocket Turret Sounder is. Sorry. Or else I would play it. Got a few more songs. Going to get out of here and turn the keys over to, you know, I don't know who. I've been asking who wants to broadcast, and nobody's answering. So I got a couple more songs. We'll get out of here once you hear Herb Alpert, Spanish Flea. That is a show. I'm Oswald. Back next week. Have a great weekend.
This is a journey into sound. This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
When all is ready, I throw this switch.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
Would you mind saying that again?
You make me feel so good.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin from our on-the-spot passport.
Oh, my God. The music just turns me on.
Oswald.
These are sweet, so sweet.
Thinking of a master plan.
Death with the record. Death with the record.
Thinking of a master plan. Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deep up, still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, roll up, roll up. I used to roll up, roll up. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5.
If I thrive, then maybe I stay alive. So I walk up the street whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape for me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish, but without no money, it's still a wish, cause I don't like to dream about getting paid, so I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made, so now it's a test to see if I got pulled, hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Pump up the volume. Pump that bass.
Oswald.
You go to your girl house and I go to mine. Cause my girl is definitely mad because it took us too long to do this album. Yo, I hear what you're saying. So let's just pump the music up and count our money. Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking. And we out of here.
Pump up the volume.
Wait a minute, you better talk to my mother.
Oh, it's over? All right. Well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.